Softly she began to coax and pat the great beast. "Moy, Moy," she begged, "be not afraid. It is I, Rimfa, that clings to thy back. Be still, great one, be not afraid." And she pushed hard on his left side with her knee, reaching out to give a similar push on his left horn. Gently she pushed again, softly she coaxed. Desperately she steadied herself on Moy's back. Knowing that the torrent of rain was not far off, she tried again. This time the great beast responded slightly, wheeling a bit to the right. Then, more and more, he changed the course of the runaway herd. They were running now where the waterway spread out, to a firm, shallow beach. Moy's pace slowed. Then a sharp spatter of rain stung Rimfa's back. There was a sudden, blinding flash of lightning, and immediately a great crash of thunder seemed to split the sky apart. Moy tore forward again, but it was no longer in a straight line. He kept turning to the right, and the herd, following as always, turned with him, till soon the cattle crashed against the sandy wide banks of the watercourse. The stampede was over. Rain was coming in torrents, but the big cattle were used to rain, with flash after flash of lightning making an almost continuous flare across the sky. By this light, Rimfa, breathless and shaken, slid to the ground and stood leaning a moment against Moy's soaked flank. Her knees were shaking with fatigue and excitement, but there was a feeling of triumph. No boy of the village could have done better, nor perhaps as well. Rimfa wins Moy. She was too weary when she finally drove the tired cattle into the corral to seek her father that night, but gulping down a few handfuls of hot porridge and curling up in her blanket within the shelter of the hut, she went immediately off into a dreamless sleep to the sound of the cool pattering rain on the thatching.